Law Week is coming up from the 17th, and with us to talk more about that, Lynn Holtane is the Executive Director of Victoria Law Foundation. Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Great to be back on Breakfast Radio.
And we certainly remember that. How do you explain to the common person, so to speak, the layperson, how do you tell them about law?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the point of Law Week is to make that as easy as possible. It's really about taking the law to the people and to the streets, whether or not they're the physical streets or the online streets that we use so happily now. And it's about making sure that people understand that the law is literally all around you. It's in your rental agreement. It's in your mortgage. It's in your dispute with your next door neighbour about a barking dog. It's about your employment. It's about, you know, things you buy as a consumer. It's about every kind of, you know, interaction you have. So once we understand that the law is literally all around us, then the sorts of disputes and troubles and issues that come up, you can find the right kind of legal support for that problem once you've identified that there's a legal dimension to it. Yes. So Law Week covers everything from things like, you know, employment rights and housing that I've mentioned, cyber bullying and discrimination and employment law and family violence and, you know, scams, which are really prevalent and incredibly distressing for people, wills and estates, all that kind of stuff. So what we want to do is put the law really in front of people in a way that addresses the sorts of issues that you might be thinking about, or you've got a friend or a family member who's got an issue that they want to look into and get some more information about. Law Week is there like a smorgasbord of offer. Uh-huh. In terms of ideas and support around those issues.
So a lot of people, I guess, feel that over the past decade or two, we've sort of gone the way of the United States in particular a bit, where we've become very litigious. I mean, is that something that people within the area of law are aware of, that, you know, sometimes it almost seems a bit frivolous how quickly somebody can jump onto the law to use it?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of ways of looking at that. It's about, you know, people's awareness that there are, you know, legal avenues and remedies, and whether or not people are now just taking more advantage of those because they know about them, or whether or not we're actually seeing a big rise. I mean, it's a bit like diagnosing, you know, certain conditions. We sort of suddenly think that the allergies, for example, have gone through the roof, but it's really just because people know that they can get help. And I think certainly at the level we're looking at in Law Week, which is really about, you know, really everyday legal problems, and the story of the way in which the law operates in Victoria, we're not particularly focused on the litigious end of the spectrum. But, I mean, I think, you know, issues like big defamation cases and those sorts of high-profile legal challenges can certainly give you the impression that there's a lot more law about. I don't know if that's actually true.
I think in Bendigo, certainly, it's becoming much more public-facing because we're having a new courthouse built.
That's right.
And that's going to incorporate so many different categories. And it's going to make law more accessible to people, but it's also going to sort of make people safer. Is that an issue that's been a problem, whether it's safety in court, when you're up against someone who could have done something quite awful to you?
It really is. That's a very significant challenge. If you look at the way our old courts are designed, you know, they didn't bear this stuff in mind. They're often, you know, Victorian or Edwardian buildings, and they don't design spaces so that you can avoid people that may be incredibly distressing to you. I mean, I've heard stories about people literally lining up in the same queue next to people who, you know, are very, very distressing to them, either from a family violence context or some other kind of assault environment. And, you know, they can't get away. So safety in courts and making that environment as supportive as possible is really critical. And Bendigo, sorry, I've got real frog this morning, has this brilliant opportunity to do all of that with this new court. And that's actually one of the events in Law Week this year, is a pop-up about what the new court will look like and how it's going to introduce those sorts of safety measures and how it's going to make sure that there are all those services available in one spot for the people of Bendigo, because, you know, that's a really prominent thing in the minds of many involved with the law, that the buildings themselves can actually be dangerous places to be. Yeah. So that event is I'm just trying to find the right details here. It's a coffee and afternoon tea pop-up about the future of the Bendigo Court. And I think that would be absolutely fascinating. If you've got any kind of interest in the way the law works and the way the physical environment plays into that, then that would be great to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. Just while I'm asking this final question, Lynn, I'm just pulling the fader down here. So if you need to have a good old coffee, you can do so. Is there a website that people can go to find out more about Law Week?
Absolutely. So the best address, well, easiest thing of all, we all use Google. So just use Google and go to Law Week Victoria. Or the site is www.lawweek, that's all one word with two W's in the middle, so lawwwk.net.au.
Fantastic.
It's easiest just to Google Law Week Victoria. And there really is something for everyone, and a lot of fun events too, so make sure you check it out and see if there's something for you.
Really appreciate you joining us, Lynn. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
I was always going to get her to do a time check then.
You don't miss breakfast radio then, Lynn, no?
22 past 7 and we'll be heading to the news at 7:30. Look forward to catching up on sports straight after that. And the weather today is looking particularly lovely in central Victoria.
Well, I'm off.
Hey, listen, you're too good. You can go up now, please. Thank you very much. My lawyer will be in touch. Yeah. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn Holtane, of course, former ABC breakfast presenter, joining us on The Wake Up Call.